The soulful British singer Adele is up for 4 awards at the Grammys, including Song and Record of the Year, along with Best New Artist. We talked with her originally back in June. At that time, she had already won the British Critics' Choice Award for Artist Most Likely to Make It Big in 2008. Looks like they were right. All the acclaim is for her debut album, 19. Well, she's 20 now. Back in June, I asked her about her reaction to that Critics' Choice Award.
Yeah, then that was ridiculous. It was a bit weird to kind of be rewarded for something that you might not achieve.
Yeah.
It's a bit awkward, but yeah, by the time I actually picked it up at the Brit Awards ceremony, the album had been number one and the single was still in the top 10. So it kind of felt, I felt more at ease with it. But I don't think you could ever kind of get your head around something like that.
No, absolutely. Well, if people have not heard anything from Adele yet, why don't you do a tune so people can understand a little bit about what this is all about?
Okay, cool. I'm going to write as Rain, and my mate Ben is here on guitar. So.
Who wants to be right? There's a rain, it's better when something is wrong. You get excitement in your bones and everything. Lose a game when night comes and you're on your own. You can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right? There's a rain, it's harder when you're on top. Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off me. Won't be making up, I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough for overload. Oh, no, no. Who wants to be right? The height when you just crumble back on down. You give up everything you are, and even then you don't get a far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're at your worst, you know how to feel things. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, far as I'm concerned, so wipe that dirty smile off me. Won't be making up, I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough for all. Go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again, cause it will never hurt as much as it did then when we were both right and no one had blame. And now I give up on this endless game. Who wants to be right? Rain is better when something is wrong. I get excitement in my bones even though everything's a strain. When night comes and I'm on my own, you should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right? As the rain is harder when you're on top. Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, no home in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile for you. Won't be making up, I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough of all. No home in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile for you. Won't be making up, I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough of all for love.
That's a good opener.
Thank you.
You use that a lot because it's on the little EP that comes with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoy singing that one as well. It's a rare upbeat track on my album. Yeah.
Were you concerned about that? Because a lot of them are very personal, I should say, and very intimate and quiet.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about it at all. You know, that's the kind of turn the album took when I was writing it. And I was very miserable when I was writing my first album, so that's why. And, you know, there's like two kind of proper upbeat tracks, and they're just quite, I don't know, quite diva-y, I think. Like, they're all kind of like, you know, click your fingers in front of the face and stuff. But no, I wasn't worried, but it's always nice to do an upbeat tune.
So it's called, is it called 19 because that's when it came out, when you were 19? Or
I wrote the album when I was 19. It came out when I was 19 as well, but I wrote the album when I turned 19.
I heard you had like only three or so songs when you were signed.
Yeah, I had three songs when I was signed. I was signed pretty much on the basis of Hometown Glory.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I couldn't write a song for like 7 or 8 months. I couldn't quite get over the fact that someone had given me a record deal. Couldn't readapt to it. And then I met the boy the album's about, and then it just poured out in like 3 or 4 weeks, the rest of the album.
That's either good or bad, because it means you have to be in love or not in love to write.
I think it's just, yeah, I was just completely overtaken by him, so...
Well, Hometown Glory is a great, it's a love song of a different kind, and I assume it's to London.
Yeah.
And you grew up, you live in South London now, but that's not where you grew up?
I was born in North London and left when I was 8, and I've grown up in South London ever since.
Okay. What's the difference for people who don't know?
There's a huge river between them. That's pretty much it, really. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is a love song to London.
Yes. Hometown.
I've been walking in the same way as I did, missing out the cracks in the pavement and tying my heel and strutting my feet. Is there anything I can do for you, dear? Is there anyone I could call? No, and thank you, please, madame. Just wondering, round my hometown, memories are fresh. Round my hometown, who the people I've made are the wonders of my world, are the wonders of my. I like it in the city when the air is so thick and opaque. I love it to see everybody in short skirts, shorts and shades. I like it in the city when two worlds collide. You get the people and the government, everybody takes in different sides. Shows that we ain't gonna stand, shows that we are united, shows that we ain't gonna take it. Shows that we ain't gonna stand, shows that we are united. Round my hometown, memories afraid. Ooh.
reminded me of home, that one. Good.
It ought to, I guess. That's Hometown Glory. That is Adele, who's singing live for us today. These are songs that are on 19, the album that originally came out in London on XL and is now out here in the States on Columbia Records. I understand you have no vices except you smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm a big drinker.
Ah.
But, yeah, not. Yeah, I am on a daily basis, but just not when I'm working.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've got that great catch in your voice. Are you afraid to stop because you'll lose that, or do you think that's part of it, or do you know anything?
I don't know. You know, I think the smoking has something to do with it, obviously, because it damages your throat. But the artists that I love and that I adore, and you know, I taught myself how to sing. And you know, this is another thing with the Brit School. People always think that you get taught how to do stuff. I taught myself how to sing by listening to Etta James and Roberta Flack and Carole King and Ella Fitzgerald and Karen Dalton. You know, and they're all so mature in their voices. Like they lived a lot, you know, when they were in their prime and when they were in all their material that they're known for got recorded. And I just spent like hours and hours listening to them. So they're kind of in my DNA now. So I think that kind of husk and womanliness in my voice comes from them because I love them so much.
So what do you learn at the Brit School, which is a performing arts school in London?
You get taught how to channel your energy and how to channel, you know, the things that you've got, you know. You get facilities. Yeah. You get room to explore and become whatever it is that you want to be. It's more about finding out about yourself, because if you don't know who you want to be, then no one's ever going to know what kind of artist or, you know, actor or dancer or journalist you want to be.
Did you want to be more of a singer, or was the songwriting always part of it?
Songwriting's always been part of it. I was always writing like little snippets, but like they were awful. They're like nursery rhymes until I was 16 when I wrote Hometown Glory. But yeah, no, before I always wanted to be a songwriter more than a singer. Just because I grew up listening to pop. I grew up listening to people that didn't write their own songs. You know, I've always been a fan of music, and my big family loved the music, but only the top 20.
Right.
So I never knew you could write your own songs and sing them and get away with being the whole package. And I much preferred being behind the scenes, and I think I still do. I think I still will prefer, you know, in like, I always want to be in music. Like, there's nothing else I'd remotely want to do, or I can't do anything else but music. But I'd love to have a go at behind the scenes as well.
You're not writing for other people, that kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah. I've got a song that I wrote when I was writing 19 that just needed some bikinis and some, like, you know, like really like fit bodies. Now I want Pussycat Dolls to hear it, but I don't know who to give it to. But yeah, no, I'd love to write songs for other people and be an A&R and sign acts and maybe be a manager or a manager's assistant, you know. I think, yeah.
Adele is our guest today on the World Cafe. Well, we want to do another one from the album?
Yeah, we're going to do another cover that's on the album, a Bob Dylan tune called Make You Feel My Love.
How'd you pick this?
My manager's like the ultimate Dylan fan. And it's not that I'm not, but I've just never, people always, you know, so many people adore him and everyone's like, you need to get into Dylan, you know, you need to get into Dylan for your writing. And I was just being a bit of a teenager and going, I don't like what you like, hello. So I just never really got into it. And then he'd been going on about this song, my manager, been going about Make You Feel My Love for like the whole kind of year between getting signed and getting my act together. And I heard it and I couldn't understand the lyrics because it's Dylan. So I Googled the lyrics while I was listening to it, and they're just stunning and they're beautiful and summed up everything that I'd been trying to kind of get out of my system and into my songs on my album. So we covered it, just hoping it would be like a B-side or an internet exclusive, you know, but I fell in love with it so much I put it on the album.
And here it is.
Yes. And this is Steve as well. I forgot to introduce him on the last tune.
I could hold it. here for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you have a million mind of it, but I go hungry, I go black and blue, and I go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
Make You Feel My Love, the Bob Dylan song that Adele covers on the debut album, 19. You don't, I've only met you, obviously, but I'm curious, were you this confident before all this happened? You have a certain confidence in what you do.
Really? Yeah, I haven't changed at all, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an only child, so I always got my mum's attention, so never like I was fighting for it or anything. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot, obviously I have a lot of insecurities too.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But we're not seeing all those right now.
No, no one ever sees them apart from when I fall out of club.
What was your mom like? Was she into music at all? Or
is there... No, but she likes to think she is, like, but she's not at all. She used to sing to me when she was pregnant and stuff. She used to sing Suzanne Vega. But yeah, my mum's amazing. She's like the most supportive person ever. She's not musical though at all. But she's arty. You know, she makes furniture and paints and does photos and stuff. She's great.
Chasing Pavements is a song that kind of catapulted things in the UK, and that's such a great image. Where did that image come from? The title.
The title. Yeah. I had a fight in a club with the boy the album's about, and I got thrown out, and all my friends and him got locked in the club, and I ran off down Oxford Street in London, central London. And I was, there was no one chasing me and there was no one in front of me. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. And I just remember saying to myself, I mean, I was very drunk. I was very upset. but I just remember saying, you're chasing a pavement, woman. What are you doing? Sort yourself out. And I ran home and wrote the song the next day.
Well.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a metaphor. It's impossible. But Ben always sticks by me that I was chasing that pavement that night.
Well, you can do that one?
Yes, of course. We'd love to. And this is all of us, Ben, Steve and me, Adele.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't a lust. I know this is love, but If I tell the world I'll never see enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do. If I end up with you, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads to nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Yeah, yeah. I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be it? Or should I give up? Chasing pavements, even if it leads to nowhere. Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Oh, should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Oh, would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing pavements? Oh, should I give up, or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads to nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there?
That's Adele, and that is Chasing Pavements, live version today on the World Cafe. You know, it was interesting to hear you say you grew up listening to pop music, because so many pop singers kind of oversing, you know, kind of get into the histrionics of it, and you're very precise in what you do. You don't do that.
No, I used to do that. I used to do that a lot. Like, I'm not the biggest Destiny's Child fan, and I always, and Mariah and Whitney, and I used to always try and do, you know, them over the top chromatic scales. I used to try and do it, and like, I wasn't great at it, but you know, it's just, I think if you try too hard, then you don't touch people, because people are trying to keep up with you, whereas if you just sing it kind of just like normally.
Are you able to get to the emotional part of a song like that? You've done it so many times.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I completely unattach myself from my songs. Depends what kind of day I'm having, you know. Like, you know, there are, like, Chasing Pavements is co-written, but I write all my lyrics. And my lyrics are very personal, and they take a lot for me to... I wouldn't admit anything that I do in my songs just to myself if I was having a conversation with myself. But, yeah, no, sometimes I completely unattach myself if I'm having a bad day, but usually, yeah, I, you know, I can still kind of get quite upset when I'm singing my songs.
Well, thanks a lot for playing live today. Oh,
thank you for having us. It's been
a
pleasure.
And best of luck. Adele is our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.
Thanks.